It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, October 21st. I'm Patricia Naft. Paonia sent out another notice Tuesday alerting residents to yet another water main break. KBNF's Jake Ryan spoke to town manager Jane Berry about Paonia's aging infrastructure.
So it seems like there's been some sort of water break underground, underneath the streets, every week. Do you know what's going on?
Yes. Well, in some respects, we've experienced about 73 breaks so far this year with water mains in our townwide system, which is both in town and out of town. Actually, only 6 of those breaks have been under the streets within the town of Paonia. The rest of those breaks, 65 plus breaks, are in the out of town portion of the system, which are water mains across pastures and fields. And so it becomes very difficult to find those breaks unless someone visually witnesses water coming up out of the ground.
73 breaks seems crazy. Is there some reason this is happening? Are these chain reactions that are happening?
To some degree, Jake, they are chain reactions. The bottom line is our system is old and decrepit, and it dramatically needs to be replaced. And we're going to start working on that. In 2016, we have monies left from the grant and loan with the state from the improvements we're doing in our upper plant, and we're going to invest every remaining penny into replacing this crumbling water main system that we have.
That was KBNF's Jake Ryan speaking to Paonia Town Manager Jane Berry. She says the water is safe to drink, but asks residents to conserve water so the system can restore pressure to uphill residents. Governments and organizations across the Western Slope say slow and unreliable broadband is hindering economic development. That's why communities across the region are asking voters to let them do something about it this fall. KBNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Senate Bill 152 is a decade-old state law that prevents local governments and municipalities from providing internet service to residents unless voters overturn it. In the KVNF listening area, Delta, Gunnison, and Ouray counties have Senate Bill 152 opt-out measures on the ballot. Bruce Hufty is a Delta County Commissioner.
I think it's essential that we opt out. Senate Bill 152 was written by the industry, shall I say, and they... they're somewhat self-serving?
Hufty says Delta County doesn't want to get into the provider business, but rather wants the ability to collaborate on projects to improve the area's internet.
It is an avenue. It gives us the flexibility, all of us, the municipalities as well as the county, to be able to possibly partner, go into partnerships.
Region 10, an organization that represents 6 counties on the Western Slope, is spearheading a regional effort to expand broadband access. Michelle Haynes is the executive director of Region 10.
We see broadband as one of the key factors and one of the key issues currently to economic development within our region.
Trish Thibodeau is the executive director of Delta County Economic Development. She says poor quality broadband is keeping businesses from moving to the area and in some cases is causing others to leave.
It is critical for those businesses that want to keep their businesses here in Delta County to have broadband as they grow and their needs for broadband increases.
Voters in Crawford, Hotchkiss, Paonia, Cedar Edge, Delta, Ouray, Ridgeway, and Telluride will also decide on Senate Bill 152 opt-out questions this November. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Local tax and spending issues, as well as city council and mayoral races, largely dominate the 2015 November election in Colorado. There is only one statewide question on the ballot, which asks voters whether Colorado can keep marijuana tax money it's already collected to pay for school construction, law enforcement, and other programs. Benta Berklin has more from the state capitol.
If Proposition BB sounds familiar, that's because it is. This will actually be the third time voters have weighed in on taxing marijuana. Voters legalized it 3 years ago with the caveat that lawmakers would pass a tax to regulate marijuana and use some of the money to pay for school construction. Lawmakers did that and then sent the tax increase to voters, where it was overwhelmingly approved in 2013. Here's Governor John Hickenlooper.
They sent a clear message. Marijuana should be regulated. It should be taxed, making sure that we have sufficient capacity and services to accommodate any unintended consequences.
But voters are required to adopt the tax increase all over again because of what some, including Democratic Representative Jonathan Singer of Longmont, are calling a constitutional glitch in the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, or Tabor Amendment.
If people are asking themselves why they have to be voting on marijuana issues 2 years after they voted on marijuana issues, it's because of Tabor. And Tabor doesn't respect the will of voters in certain circumstances.
When voters first passed the marijuana tax, Tabor required the state to estimate what the revenue on pot sales would be and estimate total state revenues for the year. But state revenues exceeded that original estimate, and that triggers a refund under Tabor.
I think we've given voters a really clear choice. We can keep the money that they wanted us to tax and spend it on the things they wanted us to spend on, or we can refund it back to the marijuana growers and the marijuana consumers.
That's Democratic State Senator Pat Stebman of Denver. He serves on the Joint Budget Committee and has been spearheading what he calls a low-key campaign to pass Proposition BB. He's been talking to newspaper editorial boards and says there's no significant opposition to the ballot question.
You could find some people who are opponents, but they have not formed a campaign committee, and I've not run into them in any of the work we're doing to promote the measure.
If Proposition BB doesn't pass, the state will have to refund $66 million. The bulk of it would go to marijuana growers. There would also be a marijuana tax holiday next year at retail stores. The final portion of money would go to everyone through their income sales tax returns, with the average taxpayer receiving $8. Governor Hickenlooper says that money needs to stay in the state's coffers.
If we don't get this passed, we will have a very, very difficult time regulating it at all. And I think the state would be much worse off, significantly worse off than it is today.
That's because the first $40 million in excise taxes collected from marijuana growers is slated to go to a program to help repair and upgrade public school buildings, many of them in rural areas where money is tight. The other sales and excise tax money helps enforce marijuana laws and various programs aimed at young people.
Making sure that kids don't get access to marijuana, making sure that we can keep our highways safe, that people aren't getting high and driving.
Lawmakers in both parties supported referring Proposition BB to the ballot. Republican Senator Kent Lambert of Colorado Springs chairs the Joint Budget Committee. He, for one, doesn't mind that the so-called glitch in Tabor requires another vote.
You know, we have some strong laws in our Constitution that protect taxpayers. We want to make sure that it's clear that we follow the legal process in the Constitution to make sure we can spend it the right way.
And while the measure seems like a slam dunk in this off-election year, backers like Senator Pat Stebman don't want to take anything for granted.
I've put quite a few miles on the car this year working on Proposition BB. I'll go anywhere to help people understand why this proposition needs to pass in November.
Stebman says lawmakers wrote the question to be as clear and understandable as possible and have broad appeal. But he concedes that it still may be confusing to voters who feel like they've got deja vu all over again. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Thank you for taking the time to pledge your support for this valuable regional news source during our fall membership drive. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.